With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. The season of Advent and preparation for Christmas continues on today's program as we mark the second Sunday of Advent. This week, we hear texts of anticipation from biblical texts, as well as John the Baptist's cry in the wilderness. Great sacred music by Gibbons, Monteverdi, Shepherd, and others will help us on the journey. We begin with a setting of the hymn On Jordan's Bank the Baptist's Cry, with the tune Winchester New and arranged by Richard Webster. He leads musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. Richard Webster led musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston in his own arrangement of the hymn On Jordan's Bank. We turn now to music of Orlando Gibbons, who, in his early 17th century verse anthem, This is the Record of John, recounts the story of John the Baptist as told in the Gospel of John. Rogers Covey Crump is countertenor in this performance. He's joined by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, and the ensemble fretwork. Bill Ives conducts.
Thank you.
This Is the Record of John by Orlando Gibbons was sung by countertenor Rogers Covey Crump and the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford. Bill Ives directed. Palestrina's motet Canite Tuba in Sion is a setting of an Advent antiphon which also echoes words of John the Baptist, declaring that the crooked will be made straight and the rough places smooth. The choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception sings under the direction of Leo Nestor.
Thank you.
Canite tuba in Sion, blow the trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is near. This setting by Palestrina was sung by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Leo Nestor directed. Choristers from Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sing a traditional Swedish melody accompanied by harpsichord and cello in our next piece. Prepare the Way, O Zion is led by Brady Knapp.
Thank you.
Organist Aaron David Miller was joined by the Tower Brass in this performance of Advent Fanfare by Mr. Miller. They performed at the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago. The piece makes reference to the Swedish melody, which we heard sung earlier, as choristers from Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang, "Prepare the Way, O Zion." Brady Knapp conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The plain chant, Veni Redemptor Gentium, forms the basis for a composition of the same name by Andrew Smith, which we'll hear next, as sung by the Gentlemen of New York Polyphony. Savior of the Nations Come, or Veni Redemptor Gentium, by Andrew Smith, was sung by New York Polyphony. The modal quality of Ray Vaughan Williams' 1919 arrangement of This is the Truth Sent from Above gives it a chant-like effect, as we'll hear in this performance by the choir of Rochester Cathedral in Kent, England. Roger Sayer leads the men and boys.
Yes.
Roger Sayer led the choir of Rochester Cathedral in This is the Truth Sent from Above by Raphon Williams. Prolific Welsh composer and teacher Alan Hudnut left a set of three Advent carols, of which we'll hear the first, The Coming of the Lord. John Eyre leads the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, accompanied by David Kienzel. The Coming of the Lord by Alan Hudnut was performed by the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir. John Eyre directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Renaissance composer John Shepherd is next. His motet, Al Divi Vocem de Cielo, sets verses from the Gospel of Matthew. I heard a voice from heaven, come all ye wise virgins. Fill your jars with oil for the arrival of the bridegroom. Harry Christophers leads the 16 in this performance. The 16 performed Audivi Vocem de Cielo by John Shepherd. Harry Christophers directed. A beautiful setting of a prophetic text from Isaiah 45 can be found in Robert Twinham's anthem, Drop Down Dew, Ye Heavens. Thomas Foster leads the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church in Beverly Hills, California. Drop Down Dew, Ye Heavens by Robert Twinham was sung by the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster conducted. The text On Jordan's Bank is paired with music of Monteverdi in our next selection. Richard Prue leads the cathedral singers and instrumentalists in this recording, made in the spacious acoustic of St. Clement's Church in Chicago. Music of Monteverdi on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
on Jordan's Bank with music by Claudio Monteverdi was sung by the Cathedral Singers, led by Richard Prue. A different Swedish setting of the text Prepare a Way is coming up in an arrangement by Anders Bond. David Anstey leads members of the Uppsala Choir School singing the traditional Swedish text. Prepare a Way was sung by the Uppsala Choir School, David Anstey directing. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. W.H. Monk's sturdy tune Merton sets the hymn Hark, a Herald Voice is Calling, a strong Advent text recalling John the Baptist. We'll hear it sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, led by Stephen Cleberry.
Oh,
Leo Nestor led the American Repertory Singers in The Best of Rooms, set by Randall Thompson. Earlier, we heard the hymn Hark, a Herald Voice is Calling, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Cleberry conducted. Andrew Carter has composed a wonderful arrangement of the plain chant, which we know as the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. We'll hear it performed by the Choir of London, led by the composer. That'll be followed by a toccata on Veni, Emmanuel, also by Andrew Carter, and performed by John Scott.
Rejoice! Rejoice!
John Scott performed Andrew Carter's Toccata on Veni Emmanuel. Earlier, Mr. Scott accompanied the Choir of London in O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, arranged by Andrew Carter. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the second Sunday of Advent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.